Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1190, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 342, and we're in the middle of learning Shinoi Makom. Okay, like we mentioned in the past, we want to start the Bezrus Hashem, the Lachas of Holchei Drachim, which is a totally different category of Shinoi Makom, although it is under Shinoi Makom, but it's a different part of it. It's a traveler eating and drinking as a traveler. But before we do that, we are just going through a few shiurim in which we are doing a review, a general review of the halachas, which we learned so far, the general halachas of Shinoi Makom. Because of the fact, because it just will make it easier, number one, to remember what we learned. Number two, to try and apply it in the Holchei Drachim. It just makes it easier to understand if we have a down pat, the halachas in general of Shinoi Makom. Okay, so we're in the middle of those halachas, and just continuing on from where we left off last year, if at the time one made a bracha, they had specific intent to continue eating in another location, nevertheless, since they changed their location, the eating session is considered ended. In the regular case, again, in the regular case of Shinoi Makom, let's say I go from house to house, it's automatically ended and the bracha is no longer valid. So now, even if one takes the food, again, these are things we spoke about, which is trying to sum it all up. Even if one takes the food that they were eating along with them, right, when they change to another location, the eating session is terminated and a new bracha would be required. Furthermore, even if one will return to the original location, should they wish to continue eating, a new bracha will also be required. Again, in cases when it's a real Shinoi Makom, you go to your friend's house, whatever the case might be. So then, or even when you, now assuming, let's say that you come back, the same coffee is sitting on the table. I run out down the block to my friend's house for 5 minutes. I got to talk to him, 20, 10 minutes, whatever. And then I come back and the same coffee is still on the table and everything is all wonderful, but you will need a new bracha. So it's not only, again, it's not only if you're going out and you're going to a different location, but your mamish coming back to the same location. The one exception would be if one still has something in their mouth, like we've spoken about in reference to like a candy, mint, these type of things. When they change locations, and they have this candy or so on or the mint and they continue on, so the fact that you change locations once it's in your mouth, according to most poskim, you would not have to make a new bracha. Then the original bracha stays actually in effect and it does not become terminated. So again, we want to keep in mind that having intent when it's a real change of location won't help. Holding on to the food when it's a real change of location won't help. In other words, it's an automatic hesech hadas. It's an automatic cutoff of the eating session per se. It's what we call hesech hadas. There's various different ways of doing hesech hadas or having a hesech hadas. We've spoken about in the past. Number one, if somebody makes a berna fashes, right? Once you make a berna fashes, it cuts off the bracha. If somebody decides to stop eating, they move the food on the side, I'm done, finished, that's it, cuts off the bracha. And in those cases, you would need a new bracha even without Shinoi Makom. But by Shinoi Makom, if it's a real Shinoi Makom, a change of location, so then it's automatically, Chazal told us, it cuts it off. So now in the past, we've learned many various different variations, but again, we're just reviewing the basic halachas and guidelines to go by in general. Now, in general, we want to keep in mind also all the cases that we have spoken about, whereby it is a suffix. For example, we said an apartment house, somebody goes into the hallway to throw out the garbage or something like that, but they're still in the same house, a co-op, these type of things. Also, even in a regular house, we've mentioned another machlekes, just to go through some of the cases whereby it was a machlekes apoiskim. If somebody goes out real quickly to take the kid off the bus, throw out the garbage real quickly, they're coming mamish right back. Again, we said that it was also a machlekes apoiskim. We're not going to go through all the various different shitas. We also mentioned if somebody is outside, like in a park area, in general, as long as you can still see the place, it's fine. But if you cannot see the place, but you had it in mind when you made the bracha, that is also a machlekes. Some say yes, some say not. In other words, I'm moving around in the park, but I can't see the place where I started eating. So now that's a Shinoi Makom. But there are poskim who say if you had it in mind when you made the original bracha, it would help. That's also a machlokes. In all these cases, there are other cases also. Now, just we want to keep in mind, whenever it is a machlokes, either you make a berna fashes before you leave the place, and then when you come back, you make a new bracha, or you if possible, try and eat something else with the same bracha. Again, if possible, it's not halachically mandatory, but it is a good eitzah tovah to do. Another thing just to review that we said, if you leave over people at the table, right, I'm eating my shahakal or adama eitzah, I leave over people at the table that are continuously eating. When I come back, they're still eating. So we said that would also help. That was another halacha that we learned. If those people left, by the time you come back, that won't help anymore. Or if they finished eating, they made their bur nefoshes, it also won't help. They have to still be continuing eating, or at least the evid, at least not to make the bur nefoshes. In other words, they didn't end off their eating session. And those are the same people that you left there when you left. Now, if you come back, they're still there. Those same people, it can't be other people, the same people. So then or even one person, the eating session continues. We said there are some who want to say even a child, if I remember correctly, above the age of 6 and so on would also help. Now, we also said if you left over an item like a passport, wallet, something very expensive whereby you have to come back, that in general, we said that would not help. It has to be people eating, you know, part of the meal, but not just to leave over an item in general. We said that should not, that would not help as far as, when you come back, you would not have to make a bracha. If nobody's there, you would still have to make a bracha, even though you left over a precious item whereby you would have to come back to the place. In general, also the concept is, which again we went through many cases, if you go from one rishus to another, in other words, one person's ownership to another, it's in general, most of the time, it's going to be a change of location, a real shinoi makom. In other words, if I live in an apartment house and I go from my apartment to my friend's apartment, that will be a real shinoi makom, even though it's not house to house per se, it's really all in the same house. There are poskim here and there who say possibly the same house, but in general, most of the poskim say you go from one apartment to another in a co-op, in a condominium, an apartment house, that is again changing your rishus to somebody else's rishus, and that would be also a real shinoi makom, according to most poskim. The only exception would be, which we spoke about quite a number of shiurim, if it's a public area, like stores, you know, you're going in a shopping mall, these type of things, and you go from store to store, so that's a public area, even though one person owns that store, one person owns this store, right, so it's the different stores, but it's all, in other words, on the same floor, it's shopping mall on the same floor, but I go from one store to another in the same shopping area, even though there's separate rishuyas, they're separate owners, but the fact that they're all public areas, people come in and out at will, opposite, they want everybody to come in and out, so that would be considered like going from room to room, basically, in general. Yeah, okay. Where's the distinction would be if somebody's by a friend, right? You go to somebody else's apartment, you can't just walk in, it's not like a store. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.